You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Well, we're back here at the RHS Sandringham Flower Show on RNIB Connect Radio, and I've just taken a little walk from our RNIB Gold Medal award-winning Talking Books Garden, and I've come across the Vision in Bloom Garden by Vision Norfolk. And I've got Rajal Shah, who's the designer of the garden, and also Penny Whitby, who's from Vision Norfolk as well. Rajal, just tell me a little bit about the design of the garden.
The design of the garden came out of conversations with the team at Vision Norfolk. We wanted sight loss to be full front and centre of the garden, hence the design. The layout is imperfectly symmetrical, a bit like a human face. We have two eye sculptures central to the garden, one slightly higher than the other, with holes cut out the centres where the iris would be. And the idea is to encourage people to look at things from a different point of view, for visitors to have little snapshots through them of scenes at the show. And the planting is very much multi-sensory, so we've got lots of plants that are kind of interactive, if you like, foliage that if you brush against it, you'll get scent and different smells from the herbs, as well as lots of fun textures, prickly, soft, and everything in between.
And Penny, what does it mean for Vision Norfolk to have a garden here at Sandringham?
I think it's very important because, apart from it being very nice to have the garden here, it also helps us to get sort of messages out to people, really about encouraging people to think about making use of all their senses to enjoy things. Sadly, at work, we sometimes have people come in who say they used to enjoy gardening, but they don't anymore because they can't see. And it's about encouraging people to think beyond, you know, what they can see and to use their other senses to enjoy the garden and the world around you, really, just to look at things from a different perspective, because there's so much out there to enjoy and so much you can get out of life, you know, by using those other senses and look at things in a slightly different way. So very important for us to give that message out to people and also to provide a garden that is reasonably easy to achieve, to encourage people to get out and do some gardening for themselves in their homes.
Yeah, because being blind or partially sighted, being a gardener, it's quite accessible because it's all about feel, it's all about smell and everything else. I've managed to keep some plants alive in my garden, but it's just nice to have a bit of outside space and relax in it.
I think it's what we don't realise necessarily is how much we do use our other senses without even noticing it as gardeners. You know, we have a little fertile in the soil, don't we, to see if something's wet enough. We're constantly touching things as we prune and walk past them. And all of those experiences add to the mindfulness and the well-being benefits that gardening gives us.
And the great thing, Rajal, is that there is a recorded audio described guide of the garden, I believe, as well.
That's right. That was really wonderful to record. So you can listen to my delightful, melodious voice talking through all the aspects of the garden and the things that we considered when we put it together and the reason why I've made certain choices in the design.
I think as well it's been nice because Rajal's been working with us throughout the project. She's had to get in a lot of practice describing the garden to me, you know, in different ways, because obviously Rajal knows all the Latin names for everything, and me not knowing all the Latin names just calls them, you know, that thing with the round top to them and that rattles in the wind. And so Rajal's been very good at describing things, you know, to me to help us be part of creating the project. And I think doing the audio described tour of the garden, you know, is a really good thing for people to listen to and to enjoy. It gives them a real picture of what the garden is like.
And any tips for visually impaired gardeners, Rajal?
For me, it would be sort of finding ways to signpost areas of your garden or key points in your garden. So it could be material choices, you know, pile of logs somewhere or a rough wall surface to help you navigate. But don't forget the scents from the plants. The plants can help you navigate. You know, a yew hedge will give you that fabulous texture as you go past it. You'll know exactly where you are. And the scent of different plants as well can be great signposts in a garden. And just get out there and enjoy it. Have a go. I mean, you don't have to prove anything or be perfect. Just enjoy it and love it, and that's all that matters.
Penny, are you a bit of a keen gardener as well?
Yes, I like gardening. I particularly like the Lila, I like the scents are really important to me because I think scents can bring back so many memories of, you know, of things sort of last year or last week, but also, you know, years ago. And I think there is just so much in that. And again, things like if you've got water and that in your garden, it is so relaxing. And actually doing the garden just helps you switch off from anything, just, you know, just enjoying it and being in the moment in the garden is just really pleasurable.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Penny and Rachel, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Lovely to do that. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of the show.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.